Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Very V-A-R-Y Necessary Podcast. What's up, ladies? What's going on? Basically, you're still reliving old wounds. And he was like, no, it's not Def Jam, it's Debt Jam. Like, the jokes kept going back and forth. Debt Dash and Debt Jam. And you broke. And he was like, well, you're the one gay and don't want to live in your truth. Like, it kept going back and forth.
I mean.
And so Charlamagne was like, what you got against gay people?
Yeah.
And he was like, nothing, but if you're going to be gay and stop lying.
But I just think Charlamagne is very comfortable in his skin and he can be around anybody.
Well, he has a lot of friends that are, you know, in the community, and he is comfortable in his skin.
Yeah.
He knows his sexuality, and I don't think a lot of men are going to be like Charlamagne and just be open to talk about gay. And it's to each his own. He's just comfortable because I'm around these people. I'm comfortable with my friendships that I have with them. They know not to test me. I'm not going to test them, but it's okay to talk about it. And if I want to get pegged, I'm not saying that he did. I'm not saying that. But for any man, what you do behind closed doors in your privacy is what you want to do. If that's something you enjoy doing. I heard Tank say, you know, if you give a man head once, that don't mean you're gay. So I'm just saying.
Did Tank say that for real?
Yes. Yes. He said
that. Y'all.
Yeah.
He said that.
You know what?
A few years back. So, you know, that doesn't mean you're gay.
So Charlamagne was pegged?
I'm not saying that he was, but he's the type person that, you know, whatever you want to do, that doesn't mean it's define all right who with you me. Are. And oh, so basically listen. That's what where oh, he is, yeah.
Yeah.
But you got to go listen to this interview because listen to it, look at it. Look at it.
I'm
going to
say this. I'm not a y'all already know I hate Charlamagne.
I don't like him.
I don't like him. And we know that Charlamagne does not like girls from the Bronx. He don't.
He don't like people from
the
Bronx.
He don't like people from the Bronx.
No, he doesn't say he don't like people. He just said people from the Bronx and Florida are crazy.
And he's proven to be right every time. And he might have a little, and we don't like his ass either. And so, and when it comes down to Dame being, if you going to run or if you going to fight, I'm with Dame. I ain't running.
Yeah, I mean, to
I
each
wouldn't
his own.
Give a damn if it was 50 motherfuckers. Y'all ain't gonna laugh at me and say, "Yeah, that bitch is." No, I'ma stay there and I'ma fight all y'all niggas.
Say what?
Hold on.
Oh, from Philly. That's why he left.
Oh, sorry. I said Fresh Prince ain't never lived that down.
Because I would
ran
rather
from Philly to Bel Air.
Yeah,
I would rather.
That's why I started laughing.
I would rather y'all say she had the guts to fight an army than to say I was a fucking coward.
But I don't think he was a coward. He just walked away because he you know, maybe feared for his life. He was like, "Look, I'm gonna walk away from this because I don't know if I'm gonna leave here dead or alive."
Yeah, everybody don't want to brawl against five people. You know, that's a jump. That's a lynching at this point.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
and he don't know. That's what I'm saying. He was like, you know what? Let me get home to my wife and my child.
I get that, but I get that. I think at this age.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But at this age,
if I'm younger.
Yeah.
Like I done been jumped. I done been a bunch of stuff, but it was all in the sense of, oh, nah, y'all going no. Even if the rules are getting jumped, you grab one and you let that one feel it, and the rest of them can do whatever they do.
I'm going to say this right here. If I'm in a situation where that I have no out and I can't walk away and I'm cornered,
you ain't got no choice. And let me now.
But if I can walk out the door and be like, bitches, please.
In the room.
Fuck you. You might be cool, but fuck you and I'm out.
First of all, there was a time.
So the song that plays repeatedly in my mind when I wake up to the time I go to sleep. So I'm outside of the club and you think I'm a punk. I'm talking about the bass and all, so I'm letting you know. If a bitch
I ain't
ever,
no punk.
Well,
if
and you that's ever, what I'm about to say.
Look, when you your mom coming down your eyes,
let, no hold punk. On. Let Sue
scared not, as hell.
Not white no punk. Listen.
Look, scared,
hold on.
Pissy. Crying. I don't give a fuck. All right. I told them motherfuckers.
Okay, so let Sue enter the chat, not YTC and not in between.
Oh no.
Now if Sue enters the chat. I'm probably going to be the first one to be like, let's have at it. But now, Yoshi Man said something very, the operative word was, now that I'm grown. And then I got a lot to lose. Now that I'm grown, I think twice, but I'm already in defense mode. Yeah. And I'll probably be the first one to be like, well, what you got? But then you got to think better and you got to think strategically. It's like, you know what? Is it worth losing all of this?
So my thing is right here.
Is it worth losing your life?
Some things are catch us unexpectedly. Mm-hmm. Right. Like, you'll never know the person that has been befriending you don't like you, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
You don't know until something happens.
Right.
And then you have those people where you know that they don't like you. This is my advice. Mm-hmm. Know your enemies.
Yep.
Know what they do for a living. Mm-hmm. Know their routine. Yeah. Not saying routine as far as like their day-to-day, but you know who they hang out with. Because let me tell you what's going to happen. You touch me. You hit me. You spit on me. We gonna let these charges fight.
Well, I'm calling my attorney.
Oh, baby. So what fuck with me with that whole interview was, Dame and Charlamagne don't have a good history.
No.
Why would you even go on that show?
Because that's a job.
No.
No. Just because they don't have a good history doesn't mean the people don't want to hear what Dame has to say.
I don't care. See, even though I'm a fighter, I don't invite fights.
What
Charlamagne
should have done was not engage with him.
Right.
And let Envy or La Rosa or who's the other one that's on there? What's the other female? She's not on there right now. Jess. Hilaria. You would let somebody else lead the interview. You don't lead an interview. If I know that you hate me, I'm not going to antagonize you with my smirk, with my smile, with my eyes, because I know that's going to irritate the shit out of you.
Okay. Understand what I mean? So this is my question. So Dame didn't start with him?
I can't remember because I caught it halfway through.
Because that's my understanding.
What? No, Dame, it was just Dame saying whatever. He was making his statements about different stuff.
Uh-huh.
And Charlamagne just had that look like, nigga, please.
Yeah, right.
He was an antagonistic.
Yeah,
look. And right. And I'm not saying it set Dame off, but you know, like I think, like to Vaughn's perspective, to her point. I'm sorry. If you know that there's gonna be an issue with this interview, like you know that you know, mm-hmm. and I think to a certain degree, it's for ratings,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think Charlamagne know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
He learned dumb. From the best.
Well, he said...
he learned from the best.
One of the funniest things was, I forget what rapper, after the video came out, because the clip about Dame Dash...
Is it Dasse, Cam'ron?
No, it wasn't Cam. It wasn't Cam. I can't remember who it was. But they were like...
Lil Duval
said yes. He did it. On the video, he was like, yeah, man, you got to give props to your OGs that put you on. You know what I'm saying? I give props to my OGs. Your OG just happens to be Wendy Williams, but you don't give her no compliment. You don't give her no props. You got to give your OG props. And she put you up. And so Lil Duval posted a picture of Charlamagne sitting on Wendy Williams' lap.
Okay, that's where that came from.
You gotta give props to your OGs and put you on dot, 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 dot.
Her lap.
Yeah. That was funny.
I mean, it was just the whole thing. I think it's comedy. I think Dame Dash knows what he's doing as well.
Yeah.
I don't think he's losing his mind. I think he's legitimately,
he wants to be relevant.
He has to stay relevant because.
And he hasn't been relevant since him and Jay fell out. So, I mean.
Right.
You know.
And he just need to have a Cam'ron just did a Jay
from my understanding did a diss single towards Dash if I
today?
Read, no, it wasn't today. I read it
to Dame Dash. Yeah.
Yeah, towards Dame. And then he posted a picture of his teeth missing. it's a lot of pettiness going on.
I thought they were cool because that's the reason. I thought that was part of the reason why Rockefeller and Rock Nation all fell out anyway was when Dame brought Cam'ron and all them on.
But like, you know, all them people gonna fall out, fall back in, fall out. Because, you know, Cam'ron beefing with Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Like, so, well, the whole of Dipset is beefing with Jim Jones. You know, so it's like,
I don't know why they still
and Mace was a part of Dipset and then left and went to Bad Boy and now he's back with Dipset. So, I mean, it's just.
And yeah, so now Dame is throwing shade at Cameron. Like, yeah, congratulate you on your new boss, 50. Trying to be petty. Like, this
But this is what men do. This is what men do.
But Dame is different.
It's a petty man. Pettiness
has no gender.
You know, just like I know. Men, when they get to a certain level, and these are your competitors are in alignment with each other, and then now you like, oh, so you fucking with dude now? Oh yeah, that's your new boss friend. That's your homie. You know when y'all used to be cool, and now you hanging out with old boy. So now it's let me throw a jab and let me see how this nigga come back at me. You know that's what y'all do.
I mean, I don't.
No matter what,
you don't. But you know men who do it.
I know
they ain't want to be in the.
I know women who do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like I know women who do it too. I just like hold them your new friends now. That's who you hang out with now.
Yeah, you go hang out with your little friends.
Yeah,
like you know that thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know them kind.
Yeah, but I mean.
Well, I can say this right here. Dame will forever be known as the shadow that lurked in the person that lurked in Jay-Z's shadow. Like no matter what he does in life, he's always going to be known for that. Like that's. What,
I agree. I can agree with that.
Yeah, no matter what he does, I don't care if he got back on top.
Yeah.
Everybody is still going to relate him to that. And I don't know if y'all saw people doing a comparison between Gunna and Young Thug. They was like, Gunna is the new Jay-Z.
Right.
Young Thug is the Dame Dash. And it was like, you know, how people want to hold you back, but you want to progress in life.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, no matter what you do, you're going to always be known for the snitching, the get stitches, that turn on everybody, or the one that wanted to be the crab in the barrel to pull the next person down because you didn't see the vision to elevate.
So me and my friend had a conversation years back. It always kind of comes back up here there, and it's the old conversation of you can't be the king of the parking lot forever.
Yeah, pass the torch.
By you have had your day, sir.
Yeah.
When you were fucking Dame Dash, you were that dude. You were that dude. Nobody's gonna take that away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Your day has came and gone.
Mm-hmm.
Savor in that moment. At this point, what you should do now is mentorship.
No, what he need to do now is, like somebody said, invest in the Polygrip commercial, because there's a lot of men out there just like you that have no teeth. And if you were to do the sponsorship or invest in the Polygrip commercial, that's going to give people who just like you, like, you know what, Dame got the Polygrip, I can get the Polygrip. Put your time and effort into something that's going to manifest in something greater.
Right.
I use Polygrip as an analogy because, you know, he did say his teeth was fucked up and he was hiding his teeth until his new teeth came in. Right. So, you know, but the people.
So veneers.
The people in the street say, dude, you're doing all that mumbling, you know, trying to talk to hold your gums up. Just do a commercial with Polygrip. It ain't nothing. You ain't losing nothing. We ain't counting your pockets. We don't care
because why even do the interview at all? You don't even like this man. You're not aesthetically prepared for this interview.
You know the people gumming it and they wear false teeth?
Mm-hmm.
You done got a whole new market of people. I'm telling
you. How old is Dame?
I don't know.
What about
55 or so?
Yeah, 56, something like that.
So if your idol is wearing Polygrip, 9 times out of 10, you're going to purchase the Polygrip because you're going to see his mouth, you know, holding up strong with the Polygrip. And
I just feel like Polygrip and came off. Like that interview, I don't know, did that interview make or break him? I mean, is he going to stay relevant? Or did it just actually make you look more like a clown?
A clown.
Oh, I think it like a clown.
Is a clown.
So to me,
it was a circus.
So to me, it wasn't beneficial for you.
For Charlamagne, I mean, if you're scoring points here, Charlamagne 1 point, Dame -1.
Yeah. So, you know. And why even do that?
What's the man name that was on He used to be the magazine, the CEO of the magazine.
Benzino.
So I watched his little comment, his little whatever, and he was like, you know, both dudes were wrong and Dame was wrong for this. And dude, you were just wrong, period. Well, for even looking the way you was looking on camera.
Well, you know what? Shirt on. They kind of do Benzino the way they do Dame. Again, this is another one. You had your day. I think you need to bow out gracefully and, you know, just kind of savor your moment.
Yeah, pretty much Benzino was like, Charlamagne was wrong for calling him broke. Dame was wrong for calling the man gay. And, you know, those conversations should have never crossed paths.
It shouldn't have.
And pretty much you came there to do an interview on whatever. I don't even know why he was on there, to be honest.
Right.
I can't remember what was the purpose of him coming on there.
It was just solely for that, for him to fuck with him.
And, well, Dame, you started and didn't finish it.
In the interviews that I've seen on that show, I don't get anything from that show.
Really?
No.
I do. Some of the people on that show really give good interviews.
And I'm going to tell you, the shows that I have really just began to, like, really not like him the most for have been the most profound shows. So the show that he had with Jennifer Lewis on it, I really enjoyed that show. I did. Anytime she's on anything, really, I enjoy.
But it's not a Charlamagne
show.
But
the show when him and Monique went at it, and Monique gave him his ass.
But you do understand it's the producers on the show that put these shows together. It's not
Charlamagne.
It's not Envy.
Right.
It's not,
right.
It's the producers.
Right. There are questions and things that we talk about before the show. Don't ask me that. Don't go into that shit.
But they're not going to do what the guests want. They're going to do what the producers want.
They're going to try to
push
it.
It's the producers of the show that push, because guess what? We got ratings. We got this. We have competition. Mm-hmm. We got to be the number one Breakfast Club at all means necessary.
And that's why I say it.
And you're the scapegoat that says, you know what? I need my job. Not saying I need my job, but this is my job and this is what I'm going to do. I'm getting paid to do this. Mm-hmm.
And that's why if you want to set yourself up.
And that's
up,
why people don't like Charlamagne, because he learned from the GOAT.
I wouldn't allow y'all to set me up like that. Cause let me tell you something. Put me on a Real Housewives or one of Breakfast Club shows, and I done told you not to ask me something or to confront me that way, and you go and do it anyway.
Who was the best to do it? Birdman.
Yep. And that's when I'm gonna get up.
Is we done? Is we
and,
finished?
And no. See, that's when I.
Is we done?
So, cause I'm gonna say you remember when I told you backstage not to ask me nothing about that shit. So now you up here showing out. Mm-hmm. So now when I get up out this chair and slap shit out you, now I'm wrong, right?
You know.
Exactly.
They want to.
So see, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun, though.
Charlamagne will sit there like, I'm here. Take your shot.
Okay.
That's what I want you to do.
He is petty.
And that's when you take your whole shoe off.
Because I'm about to retire on you.
But then that's when you have a lawsuit. And then he's going to sue you.
Hey.
See, this is the freedom of speech.
There it is.
Well, I guess that's when you do the Birdman and you get up and you walk out.
Right.
See, and you don't have to.
I mean, that's just Birdman like Kelly Rowland. When Kelly Rowland went on today's show, she said, y'all, please do not ask me anything about Beyonce. This is what I need.
Because she didn't show her,
this is for upcoming. She was there, and then somebody in the third hour slipped in and said something about Beyonce. Kelly got her stuff.
And left.
She was supposed to be on Jenna and Hoda. And Hoda had to say, I don't know what happened.
I heard it was a dressing room issue, that they gave her the smallest dressing room or a closet style dressing room. Mm-mm. So it was really about questions because she never showed up on the show, right?
No, she was there on the third hour of the day show. And then you have Hoda and friends, or Jenna and Hoda. And then that's when she didn't show up for that show.
I would probably still do the interview and then just get up and walk out.
She did that third hour, and then she did not show up for Jenna and Hoda. he was gone.
Well, I still would have went on there for whatever it was I would have had to do. And then if you would have disrespected me and not done what I asked you to do.
But that's what she did. See, that's what happened. She told them not to ask her anything about, you know, whatever was going on with Beyonce.
But with her not going out there, it just made the speculation to, well, we weren't going to say that. We weren't going to say anything.
Well, that's why Hoda, when she was like, well, I absolutely love Beyonce, Jenna's like, I mean, Kelly. And she was like, I love Kelly too, you know, and whatever happened, you know, I'm not sure what happened, but I just want to apologize. And we absolutely love Kelly. Mm. So whoever said something in that third hour,
but it makes Kelly look like the bad guy.
No,
like
I
she
don't
just
think it
got
did.
Up and left.
I don't.
I think it made Kelly look stronger. Her stance,
yeah,
to
yeah.
me.
Yeah, and she stood on business.
Yeah, I think she stood on business. You're not gonna play with me in my face or behind my back, and I'll show you better than I can tell you.
Okay,
yeah. That's how I took it.
And Kelly was like, "I'm done with this. Don't ask any personal things about what's going on with my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out of here."
Like, yeah, when you're in the room and the room ain't rocking or the vibe ain't where you want it to do, what y'all do? Y'all leave, right?
Hell yeah.
Yep. Okay, so that's what she did.
Because I'm going to be where the love is.
That's, yeah. And that's exactly what she did.
And that's what she did.
She wasn't vibing. She wasn't rocking with them.
And I bet ain't you here no more.
The rest of her rounds that week, nobody said
nobody
anything.
Disrespected it.
Not one thing.
Because people expect us to sit and take it and the camera's on us, so we have to respond. We have to react.
There goes that boundaries and there goes that wheel again that I was talking, that circle again that I was talking about. No, don't ask.
Oh, the camera's
the
on you
stuff.
Now, so yeah. You got to respond because the camera's on you. No, I don't. I don't have to do anything. Mm-hmm. I told you what I was not going to do. Now, some people are intimidated by the camera and the lights and would have cracked under pressure to laugh it off, smile it off, or, you know, joked it off, whatever. But she wasn't.
And it's crazy that when you are a celebrity and you have all this money, you have less control of your visibility and your personal life and your opinions and different things than someone who is just an average, everyday Joe or Jane Doe. Mm-hmm. You know what
but
I'm
you
saying?
Know,
that's
I have
crazy.
To give it to celebrities nowadays because they really are doing a good job with keeping, you know, their kids kind of out of the spotlight and their personal lives out of the spotlight. Like, they're doing a little bit more of that. I see it's like, okay, well, no, we'll show them, but, you know, that's it. No, my child goes to school, but, hey, y'all just leave them alone. I think they're doing
so. I watched
better.
This show on Hulu. It's called Reasonable Doubt. I don't know if y'all watch
True.
It.
I haven't.
Oh my God,
it yet.
I love it.
It's a good watch.
So she was representing this celebrity, right? Mm-hmm. And he killed his girlfriend. So this one lady put a social media post out about how, yeah, he probably did kill the girl because it was one time I met him in the airport and he was so arrogant and rude and da 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 da. And yeah, he's just a mean, terrible man. Now, his presence on TV made him to be a very good person. But that one time she met him, he was such an asshole. He was rude. He said, I remember that. Oh, wow. Okay. I guess they coming to visit. So she was basically saying, he said, I remember that day. He said, I have flown from where I was, you know, taping or doing a movie back home because my grandmother was dying. Mm-hmm. By the time I got off the plane, my mother told me my grandmother had just passed away. I was walking through the airport trying to gather my thoughts. I missed my grandmother before I could get to see her. This lady runs up to me in the airport, like, can I take a picture? And does the little slogan at him. He's like, lady, my grandmother just died. I don't want to take a picture.
Right.
I'm trying to gather my thoughts. Please let me be in a moment.
Right.
So you don't even ask him, hey, can I take a picture with you? You just run up because you're not considering this person is a human being and this person has a life and I got a bad day. And that's why I say even with when you said earlier about them playing bad, I said, oh, their stomach was hurting last week. That's why they, because, baby, let me tell you something. And I will be the first one to defend LeBron and anybody else on the court when these funky, erectile dysfunction men be talking about my professional basketball players and how, oh, that nigga played sorry as hell last week and da 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 da. Oh, well, I'm sorry. When was you drafted to play any position on any NBA, NFL team? Because the nerve of you, everybody got a bad game, baby.
Yeah.
But you ain't played basketball since ninth grade in high school, and you damn near didn't even get on that team with your sorry ass playing self. But you got the nerve to critique a professional basketball player who gets paid
everybody
millions,
is a coach. Everybody is the owners.
I don't want to hear it. It goes back to what
my
we
show
said.
Was coaching last
yeah,
night.
Yeah, it goes back to what we said at the last show. If you have not run a court, if you have not run a court in a professional stadium or a professional football field, your opinion is totally invalid. Shut the F up. We don't care what you think.
Yeah.
If you ain't sung at a Super Bowl or in a sold out concert, nobody give a damn who you like or what album you think is shit. Shut your mouth and go sit in the back in the corner and mind your damn business and keep scrolling and rolling.
They probably can't even hold a tune.
Exactly. Shut your mouth. Because until
they don't know how to throw a ball.
Until you have performed at these people's level, you can't critique nothing. You can't do it.
Well,
it goes back to the old saying of until you've walked a mile in these people's shoes, you can't stop doing it.
But you know, that's never gonna happen. People
it's
gonna
not,
say
that's that. Why that's why I don't pay them no attention. That's why I cuss them out where I'm at, because it makes me feel better. Girl, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you know, everybody's. Yeah. I don't know how long we're going to have our opinions, but, you know, everybody
exactly.
has opinions.
But, honey, any given point in time of day, if you ever, you can get a boy, fuck you. You can get a girl, fuck you. Off a GP from me. Mm-hmm. I will hand it over to you for the free 99.
It's almost like someone trying to tell you and you're in the level that you're on.
Yes.
That you're not doing what you're supposed to be doing as a business owner and never owned a business.
Exactly.
Never owned a mom and pop's business.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Why are you driving that? I wouldn't have bought that. Yeah. If I had the money, I wouldn't have bought that car.
Mm-hmm.
Well, baby, you still catching the bus.
Exactly.
You call it Uber.
Right. Yep.
So, you know, let's take it down several notches from MBA or professional. You got people that come into thousands and $1 million and be like, why you bought that house? Or why you work there? Mind your business.
Because it's all in what you want to spend your money on.
Mind your business.
It's how you want to live your life. And if you gave, okay, it's three of us here.
Mm-hmm.
Four, if you want to include Yoshi Man. If somebody walked in here today, gave him $1 million, you $1 million, you $1 million, me $1 million. We're all going to spend our $1 million differently.
Correct.
Right. None of us are going to spend our money the same way. And none of us are wrong in how we spend our money.
Right. Correct.
I can't say, why the hell would you give Kylier $500,000? Is you crazy? Why would you give your son this amount? Why would I get, child, I wouldn't give my daughter one dime.
Oh, yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't. I'm going to tell you what I would do. What you need?
Because I can't put no money in your hand.
Just fool.
It's going to disintegrate.
Exactly. That money would burn up so fast. And my child would have everything she needed. But baby.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So everybody going to do what they need to do for what's best for them.
Mm-hmm. Not only
and let
that,
them people live their goddamn life.
Not only that, this is another thing that irks me. Don't they sell more than one item? Unless it's a unique.
Right.
Something very unique.
Rare artifact.
Yeah. She had to get the same thing I got. Ma'am, sir, they make 1,000 of these a year in production. It's the same thing. I don't like people say, oh, she had to get what I got. If you have the money, I don't care. Because guess what? I'm not going to maintain it. I'm not going to wear it. I'm not... you know, I have my own. If you want to purchase, if you want to be like me and I'm inspiring you, then you know what? Good. I'm happy. But I care less if, I mean, that just goes to show what is your motive behind. One is, there's a motive behind everything that someone does. Mm-hmm. You know, the copycat, whatever, whatever. If I inspire you that much that you want to copycat off me, you'll never be me.
That's what I say.
You know, you'll never be me.
It's only one me.
Mm-hmm. But if you want to go out there and get the same vehicle, or if you want to, you know,
you never do it like I did.
Wear the same type of clothes. Do you? It ain't gonna look the same on you. It's whatever it is. So I just don't like people that really get bothered by stuff like that as well. It bothers me that it bothers you. Why are you letting this bother you? Oh, she want to steal my life. Baby, this is your life. Can't nobody steal your life. So, if they want to pretend to be something that they're not.
And if they want to, isn't that flattering? They think so much of you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You should look at them like, oh, look at my mini me. Let me do something great today so they can do something great today.
Doppelganger.
Yeah. You know, so I say where there's a negative, find the positive.
I do.
And you know what? You know how to maintain you. Mm-hmm. That person is trying to maintain you. That resource or whatever it is that they have is not authentically who they really are. That's going to run out.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? Because as you climb and as you progress and as you grow, it's going to be more work for them.
Mm-hmm.
So let them beat themselves down to they wrinkled collagen gone out their face. They need to buy more peptides, whatever it is, exercise more. It's foreign to them. And they're on the outside not knowing how you are obtaining all of this on the inside. To you. It's a ritual to me. I didn't just step into this. I have been.
You live it. Every day.
Yes, every day. I built myself up to this. You don't know what it took for me to build myself to this level.
Mm-hmm.
You on the outside just see me at this level. So you just going to that level.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what it takes to get to that level.
So you can't maintain it.
And you're gonna crash at some point because you're not going to maintain.
Amen.
So let people copycat off of you and it's okay. Don't get mad at them.
Mm-mm.
Because when they go out there and buy these houses or buy these cars or, you know, change their whole appearance, they don't understand what it took for you to get there and why they just appeared there.
Right.
So that's my little two cents.
Right.
Let me get off my little soapbox.
Mm-mm, go on, stay on.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
We're going to pass the collection plate around.
Yeah, we're going to pass the collection plate around. And we're going to thank y'all for tuning in to today's episode.
Yay,
because this was a really good conversation.
Good.
I don't know if it's because we in a new spot.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me feeling hot.
Come through, Jesus.
With that said, thank you for tuning in today's episode. Never miss an episode on any of our platforms, but our website is thevarynecessarypodcast.com, and send us an also very necessary letter to thevarynecessarypodcast@gmail.com. You can always hit us up individually on our social media platforms, or y'all know how to reach us by now. I mean, good Lord.
She sound like
the description.
I'm tired of giving these goddamn instructions. You know what my goddamn phone number is.
You know where we
at.
God darn it, Susie.
Be kind and be yourself. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.